The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto, and we are live in the Wealth Creation Group. Thank you very much for joining me. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you're watching YouTube replays, thank you for watching all of us. So we're probably going to have a rant about landlords and about punishing landlords and about solving homelessness. And it basically came from a post yesterday that I saw somebody had shared. And it just beggars belief that people think this is a good idea. Okay, so let me tell you what it is and let me tell you why it's a terrible idea. Okay, so Stoke-on-Trent City Council are going to increase council tax on empty properties by 300%. So from April 2019, houses that have been empty for a year will face a 100% increase. From 2020, houses empty for 5 years will face a 200% increase. And from 2021, houses that have been empty for 10 years will face a 300% increase. So let me tell you why that's such a terrible idea. So a couple of things here. Number one, it doesn't solve homelessness at all. It's punishing landlords. Okay. Now, if you think punishing landlords who haven't got enough money to do the house up in the first place is going to enable them to do the house up, what planet are you on? I just how do you even get in charge of tying your shoelaces if that's the level of thinking that you're at? This is what I don't understand. This is like, I wake up in the morning and I go to The Guardian, a terrible newspaper, and I look at what's going on in the world, and Theresa May is killing yet more disabled people by, taking more money off them, or, they're in hospital and they can't get to the appointment, so they get, where they take the money off them. Crazy stuff, right? Somebody's dad died, and because they couldn't get to their social worker's appointment on time because they were at a funeral, they got money taken off them. It's like, it just beggars belief. Where does this idea come from? As a human being, a kind human being who wants to help other people, I cannot get into my head how people can be so heartless. And so on this one, the council said that it will solve homelessness issues. So let's just work this through. Like, let's pretend I'm a 5-year-old and you go explain this to me like I'm 5, right? So let's say we've got a landlord, okay? And that landlord has, that landlord has a property, okay? Good morning, guys. Thank you for joining me. Callum's saying it'll force them to sell. Maybe. The problem is, and this is from experience, right? The problem is, if you've got a property that's worth 35 and it's got a mortgage of 50, you can't sell it and it's empty. And it's been empty for 6 months. This happened to me, by the way, so I'm talking from experience. So it was 50, it's now 35, the crash happened, property prices tumbled, a tenant moved out after 6 months, and I didn't realise that it moved out until 3 months later because the rent was still coming in, everything was fine. So we went round to the house. Literally, the house was trashed. The boiler was taken, all the pipes were taken, the wiring was taken. I mean, we issued court stuff against the tenant and so on. But literally, the house was completely done. It had needles in it. It was full of drug pushers and drug users and so on. So we got rid of them, got it all boarded up. And then it took us 6 months to go and get that property back up to scratch. Luckily, this was going back 2007, 2008. So it was going back 10 years, do you know what I mean? So luckily, we had money coming in from the other properties that could help us cover that. But what if we didn't? What if this was property number 3, for example, or number 4, or even number 1, and we didn't know that, and we couldn't sell it because we were in negative equity? So it just has to sit there. So let's take that example as a property. I can give you another example. We knew of somebody who had another property up north And they, every time they rented it, the tenant stayed there for a couple of weeks because it's in such a dire area. The tenant moved out, drug users came in, the place got trashed, the boiler got stolen every single time. They put like four boilers in there and they literally ran out of money again. And it's in negative equity. And they couldn't do anything with it. So now let's punish those people even more, those landlords who haven't got enough money to do this property up. Now, the guy that was sharing this, who was on the news, he was like, oh, I've never met a landlord who can't afford it. Are you crazy? Have you not been to a property investors networking event? It's full of landlords who can't afford anything. That's why they're networking at these bloody events. Go to an event and you find lots of people who are wearing the mask. Oh, I'm a successful property entrepreneur, and watch what they're drinking, watch what car they drive, what, do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of poor landlords who haven't got a lot of money. Like, now we've got Section 24 coming in, punishing landlords for providing housing. Like, that'll work. So, like, Callum, you are right. It will force them to sell if they're not in negative equity. But if they are in negative equity, or the place is such a shit tip, they cannot sell it. You know, the boiler's been stolen, the toilet's cracked, the sink's been taken. It's not even a house anymore. Now, actually, that could be a get-out clause, because actually if a property – now, I understand this because we've never done it, but if a property is in such a dire state that it's uninhabitable, you don't have to pay council tax on it. So that's definitely something to check on. But, well, you're going to get landlords going and ripping kitchens out then, because it's cheaper to rip a kitchen out than put in a new boiler, new pipework, new electrics, new floorboards, new windows, new bathrooms, new kitchens, new carpet, new doors, paint it. Do you know what I mean? So it just doesn't make any sense to me. So, but I fail to understand how this is even going to help homelessness. Like, a few landlords will go, oh gosh, this is painful. I better bring this property up to scratch just to try and get it rented. Like, I get that. A percentage of people. Now, if they give me some numbers, let me just go back to the article. It was saying... Oh, I think it's actually in the it's in the video, and I'm not going to play the video, but they were saying there's something like 1,300 empty homes in Stoke-on-Trent. Right? Now, that's a lot of empty homes, and I 100% agree. Not 300% charge, but 100% agree that something needs to be done with us. So how about we actually solve the goddamn problem? How about that? How about we actually solve the fucking problem? It's not rocket science. Let's just solve the problem. The problem in solving the problem is it's unpopular, because you have to help landlords bring the property back into usability. And that's very unpopular. Nobody wants to help landlords. Landlords are scum, evil, scum of the earth. Do you know what I mean? That's how society portrays landlords. And I'll be honest with you, that actually motivates me to go and buy another 100 houses, because fuck you, quite frankly. That's my where my motivations come from, you know? So how about let's look at solving the problem and see what you think about this. Okay, how about this? Like, fine, charge landlords 300% council tax, okay? But let's not call it 300% council tax. Let's call it a £300 a month interest on the loan of 10 grand every single month. It's £300 for the next 10 years or until you pay it off. So, like, if you take 10 grand, £300 a month loan, that's £3,600. That's a 36% a year cost, right? But the guy that was on the Facebook, he was going, what was he saying? Here we go. Where was it? He was saying, how could a landlord afford the mortgage and repairs and the £300 by doing it that way? How can he afford it? Well, he's got money coming in. Whereas before, he's now got no money coming in. He's still got the mortgage and he's still got council tax going out 300%. But let's just run the numbers. Let's say you need a loan of 10 grand to bring this two-bed property back up to scratch. We know we can do it in less than 10 grand because I've done it. I've referred properties, right? So 10 grand, get it all done. Might be tight if it needs a new boiler, but, you know, fair enough. 11 grand, 12 grand, makes no difference. 300 quid a month. It's still a 36% interest rate. It's really high. If a landlord can't get a loan from somewhere else, fine, we get it from the council. Is the landlord likely to do that, to bring this property back into scratch and start earning £500 a month? Yeah, of course. Because now at least he's got 500 quid a month. 300 quid goes out for the loan. £200 goes towards servicing the mortgage. Is the landlord short? Yes. But he's not so short that he's now got 300% council tax on top of that. Now, this is where the council gets a double whammy. You're going to like this because I've thought this through. Not only is the council earning £300 a month on a loan of just £10,000 or £12,000, the council is also on top of that interest, is now getting council tax from the people who are living there. Council tax, 100, 150 quid. Now the council's getting, what, 400, 450 pounds from a extra from a property that's been empty for 5 years? Like, it's not rocket science, guys. It's not rocket science. It just takes someone with half a brain cell who works for the council and goes, hang on a minute. How about we don't punish landlords and we actually help landlords bring their properties back online? Wouldn't that, like, help them? Good morning, Ben. Wouldn't that help them? Wouldn't that enable them? Like, imagine out of 1,300 empty homes, you've got 50%, 650 homes coming back on the market within 12 months. Like, do you think that might solve the homelessness crisis in Stoke-on-Trent? Like, not entirely, but do you think it will help? Yeah. Or do you think just charging landlords, like, let's think about this, that 300% in council tax, that additional increase, where does that money go? It goes into paying the bloody pensions on Stoke-on-Trent Council because they've stolen them all or whatever they've done with them, allegedly. So where does that money go? It goes into where? Teaching? No. Where does it go? NHS? Nope. Fire service? Police service? Nope, none of those. It disappears. Councillor's expenses, maybe? Maybe. What do you think? Oh, it's a good rant this morning. I do enjoy a good rant. So, for me, this is just stupid. Like, how stupid do you have to be? So the guy was like, oh, I think you've missed the entire point of this post. What was the point of this post? That you're punishing landlords and thinking that's a good idea. This was a landlord who's thinking this is a good idea as well. But I think he was doing it because he got on ITV, and fair enough, well done for that. But he's talking about the role of socially and environmentally responsible landlords and the City Council's announcement to hike taxes for offenders. The role of socially and environmentally responsible landlords. And also, he said, I've never met a landlord who can't afford it. Like, what planet are you living on? Like, you're crazy, dude. Honestly, you're crazy, man. Like, socially and environmentally responsible landlords. You've got an empty property that's sat there. I don't know a single landlord who keeps a property empty on purpose. I know a lot of landlords. I speak with a lot of landlords. I know a lot of poor landlords. I know a lot of wealthy landlords. I've never met a single landlord who keeps a property empty on purpose. Why would you do that? Why would you pay council tax when you can get someone else to pay the council tax? Why not put someone in the property? You know, let's say it's a two-bed flat in London at £1,200 a month. Well, they might damage it. Yeah, but you've just got 18, what's 12, you've just got £14,000 a year in income. Plus the council tax, you're not paying another 200 quid. So that's what, another 2.5 grand. So you now got, what, 16.5, £17,000 in income to cover any damages. Why would you not rent that? It just doesn't make sense. It's not logical. I don't know where these people come from, where they talk about, oh, well, landlords are keeping properties empty on purpose. Oh, really? It's not because they can't afford, you know, to do it up, or because the area, excuse me, is such a shit tip that the police don't even go down. I mean, I've got a property in Gainsborough, for crying out loud. Goodness me, there's some areas in Gainsborough where some of these properties are really, like, they're not the best. If you live in Gainsborough, you'll know exactly where I mean. Heck, we have places like that in Leeds too. I mean, places like that everywhere. Do you know what I mean? I lived in Swindon for a year. There's places in Swindon like that. And we know there's places in London like that. There's places everywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. Harrogate's probably got them too, although they all probably talk posh. And it's not Harrogate, it's Harajite. That's how they pronounce it. So, look, I'd love to know what you guys think. You know, I'm always open to new ideas, even if you're wrong. But, like, I just failed to understand how this is a good idea to punish landlords. You know, Shelter, I mean, let's not even get started on Shelter, but Shelter is an organisation that its whole goal is to punish landlords for providing accommodation. Like, that just doesn't compute. It just beggars belief. So they attack landlords for providing accommodation. Then we have, and I had a tenant a couple of months ago who wasn't paying. He was earning £2,000 a month. It was 2 months in arrears. We issued a Section 8. I issued it incorrectly because I didn't include his girlfriend who'd left him because she accused him of domestic violence, so she left. But on the Section 8 eviction notice, I just named him and not her because she'd already left. That was a technical infraction. got it wrong, shouldn't have done that. Shelter turned up, they protected him, and then it got thrown out of court. So I wasted £400, a couple of, like 6 weeks to get to court. The guy's still not paying. He's now up to 3.5 months in arrears. Shelter turn up. He's, knowingly, he's not paying. Knowingly, he's earning £2,000 a month and gets it thrown out of court. So now, Shelter, who provides no home for anybody, okay, has now protected a guy who can afford to pay his rent but decides not to, to stay in that property longer, thus not allowing the landlord, who's environmentally and socially responsible, to rent it to someone who can pay, who wants to pay. That doesn't make sense to me. Shelter's a scam. There's no question. Have you seen how much the CEO earns? But why would you go out of your way to punish landlords? And I get, by the way, let me finish that sentence. Why would you go out of your way to punish landlords who are providing accommodation? I don't understand that, right? It's like biting the hand that feeds you. But why would you go and do that? It makes no sense to me. There are bad landlords out there, okay? There are bad police officers out there. There are bad doctors out there. There are bad teachers out there. Just look in the news. It doesn't take you long to find them. But bad people everywhere, right? Just because they're a landlord doesn't mean they're especially bad. It's just that's their route to wealth, as is a police officer's or a teacher's, right? So I get that you have to cover people. But then we're on about creating these licensings. I had a license. Let me tell you what Leeds City Council said. It was a license for a house I own in East End Park in Leeds. And I said that the lady who lives there, it was 550 quid for a license that lasts 5 years, right? And I said, the lady who lives there, I'm going to have to put the rent up 50 quid to cover the cost of a license. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And I'm like, but she won't be able to continue to live there. And this is what he said to me, and I wish I recorded it. This is what he said. He said, yeah, but we don't want those type of people in that area. Single mum, two kids. We don't want those type of people in that area. That's what Leeds City Council said on the phone. And I wish I'd recorded that. It would have been in the Yorkshire Evening Post on the front page. Imagine a council, like was it the Serbians and the Chechnyans? And it's what we call, not gender genocide, it's like racial genocide. This is like getting rid of people on low wages in a particular area to move them out. Like, what, I don't know what the terminology is. Why would somebody say something like that? And licensing does nothing. Like, licensing does nothing other than generate some cash for the council, which then goes and pays the expenses. It just makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? But these are the people that are in charge. We get the government that we deserve, folks. And this is why I don't vote. I didn't vote for Brexit. I didn't vote for the government. I don't vote for anything. The voting that I do is for me and my family and my wealth to generate enough wealth so that when idiot councils come in and say, we're going to charge 300% council tax, I'm like, off you go. Go do it. I don't care. Because I'm covered. Thank you very much. You're going to make other people poor and homeless, including landlords with portfolios who can't afford it. Could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. They might own 20 properties. Those 20 properties then go and become empty. Back on the sales market for a while. That's another 20 properties empty. Well done, the council. You, your sharing of a brain cell was very effective there. You can tell, by the way, I'm fairly anti-establishment. I don't know if you recognise that. We got some stuff going on right now with Leeds City Council and their social services unit with the children. I've never met a more negligent and inept bunch of people in my life, and I've met a lot of tossers. And if you're listening to this, Leeds City Council, you should be ashamed of yourself. So it turned a bit dark then, didn't it? So let's just lighten it up a little bit. So my plan, if you're a landlord, okay, and you're going to get hit with this, you need to go and find a method of generating some cash. Crowdfund it, borrow some money, do little bits at a time, make the ground floor into a studio and just do the ground floor, and then do the top floor when you're starting to rent it and starting to get some money in. Anything, but you've got to find a way of getting these properties unempty. You know, you've got to have... In times in my life when I've been skint, because I've got lots of stuff going on with properties, boilers, tenants not paying and not leaving, all happening at the same time. And the key to a joyful life as a landlord is to make sure your income, every property is rented. You know, if you've got 20 properties at £500 a month, that's £10,000 a month, happy, happy days. If you've got 12 properties rented out and you've got 8 empty, you're losing £4,000 a month. And you might be a grand down each month because your £3,000 is the profit. like you're in a lot of trouble. Do you know what I mean? And it's just this tipping point, and it only gets worse from there on in. So you've got to, you know, we've just been going through replacing the carpets in some of our HMOs. You know, replacing carpets is not cheap. It's not massively expensive. You know, it's like £200 for a three-story stairway. It's not massively expensive. But when you start adding up the number of HMOs that you've got, and then you start putting carpet in throughout all of those, it does start adding up. But you do one, and then that's fine. And then you do the next one, and then you do the next one. And then when a tenant moves out, you do their room, put new carpet in, paint it, or paint it, put carpet in, new curtains, artwork on the wall, duvets, make it look nice, get it rented for top dollar. That's how you do it. It's like little bits at a time, so that you never end up with a property that's empty, that the idiotic council folks can come and tax you on, thinking that's going to end homelessness in some bizarre idea. Anyway, right, wonderful podcast there. We got a little bit dark with Lucid Council Social Services. We got a little bit ranty about council services and council tax. And then we ended up with some solutions that hopefully might help you not get into that situation. And if you are in that situation, help you get out of that situation as well. All right, hope that's useful for you. My name is Dan Latto. It is Friday, the 14th of December. We're going to go and have a wicked day. We might even go live again later on because I've got another bank coming up. I can feel it. Other than that, have a great weekend and we'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.